We are daf kufla metches omed aleph me'erech in the middle of the omed. The hispik litnoi itma gozas umocha rishayna rishayna. That seems, I think the Ashkenaz make a girse and Rashi also. Gozas umocha rishayna rishayna, and then they put the two pintalach. Oyemoicha la'acha gizoso miyad koidem shetzirev chomesh gizim. So we're speaking about a case. Person had one behemoth. He was goises it. B'shas the gzize, it was his behemoth. And then he sold it. And then he did this with all the five behemoths, all the five rechelim, cheleis. He after the giza of each rochel, he sold it, and when it came out, when he came to a tzira for five, none of them were his anymore. He sold the behemoths, he sold the chelas to a lekeach. Gozer zamocha rishayna rishayna rafchizda omar chayiv. Rav Nosson bar Yeshaya omar poter. Rafchizda omar chayiv. The Hogozas, Abnosin Barishayom Apota, Beidna, the Kamole Shiure, when he became the Shir of five Gizes, Beinen Tzoincho. So you have to hear five Gizes of Tzoincho. When it was five Gizes, it wasn't Tzoincho anymore, Beleka. Let us see what Rashi says. Chayev Bereshis Ageis. The geis tzaincha omar rachmane. The Torah said geis tzaincha bo'ika. The bishas giza kolachas heise shaloi. So geis tzaincha means that the bishas the giza satzain, it was tzaincha. So each giza that was cut off was shas of a tzaincha. So memele is chay. And Rav Nosson bar Yeshaya says that Yopota beidne de kamoli shiure de chomesh tzayin. When he came to the shir of chomesh tzayin, shayidei giza hachemishes humischayev. Through that he has the fifth giza, now he has five gizes. Is barbori shaynes. Now he's mechuyev for all. Now it becomes metzuref to create a chiyev. Vishaita lehavi mitzain shaloi. So then when the chiyuv is supposed to be chal, so then it's not tzaincha anymore, because he had sold, after the giza of each tzain, he had sold the tzain. So bishas the chiyuv is chal, so it's not his tzain anymore, so there's no sibes achiyuv. Lechayre the machlekes, Rav Chisde and Rav Nosson bar Yeshaya, Zlochere, we had mentioned Rav Chaim, Perikud Aloch Yedalf and Hilchus Bikurim, Bemison, Rav Chaim bin Zaraya from Rav Chisde. And Rav Chaim says, Avo gav deleke gabe klal chefze gizoi shal heitzoin. He doesn't have a machayev of heitzoin. Kimen de mocha achas achas koidem gizes chavoto, obal kochoch shmamino de iker tziref shiure beinen rak legabe yabailem, de begizes heitzoin mechayev bereishis hageiz, or kei mitztarfu gam beze achaze. So I think Rav Chaim is saying, pshatn Rav Chisde, that it's a din on the gavra, not that the chefze of Hey, Gizais is mechayiv to be mafresh reishis ageis. L'chayre, that is the svore of Rav Nosson bar Yeshaya. That's l'chayre the loshon of Rashi also. That Rashi says, shayidei giza hamishis humischayiv. He becomes mechuyiv that he has hey gizis. Ba'abor ishoynis vishata lehavim mitzoyin shaloi. That means the whole chiv is chal when I have a giza of hey tzoyin. So that is the Machayv, and now when they have a Giza of Hei Tzoyin, it is not a Giza of Tzoyincha, because he sold the Tzoyin. And L'chayre in Rav Chisda held, it's a Chiyav on the Gavra, that means if your Gizes Hei Tzoyin, if your Gizes Hei Tzoyin, so it's a Chiyav on you to give Reishas a Giz. And B'shas, the Giza of each Tzoyin, it was Tzoyincha. So it's a Din on the Gavra in L'chayre. And Rav Nosson Bar Yishai held that Tzadin, that the Chefza of Hegizis is Machayev. V'hidne de Kamali Shiyura bin in Tzayin Chavolek. Tanah, the Gemara brings a Mishneh. The Mishneh says, Alei Keach Geis Tzayin Shaloivet Kechom, Potem Ereshis HaGeis. If a person purchased the Geis Tzayin of a Goy, that means that the tzayin belongs to the guy, and he purchased the giza, and he's going to cut off the giza from the tzayin. Potter mereishes hageis. Why is he potter from reishes hageis? Because it's not geis tzayincha. That means he only purchased the giza. The tzayin belongs to the guy, so there's no chiyuv on the guy. What would be Hotzoinoi Ligzois Chaya? But what would be if he would purchase the Tzoin from the Goy Ligzize? That means he comes over to the Goy and he tells the Goy that when I want to purchase your Tzoin, that it should be my Tzoin Bishas Gize, and then later it'll become back yours. That's the Taich. Tzaynoi that tzaynoi ligzois. That means I'm purchasing your tzayin. If you only buy the giza alone, so then you're potter, because it's the tzayin of the guy. But if he buys from the guy tzaynoi ligzois, that it should be b'shas the giza, it should be my tzayin. That means it should be makna to me the tzayin lizman. That Kolzman and Geis is the Tzoyin, so it's my Tzoyin. And then afterwards, it'll be back your Tzoyin. A Tzoyin Eligza is Chaya. So the Gemara understood that he's purchasing from the Goy that every Bishas, the Giza of each Tzoyin, it's his. And then later, after the Giza of the Tzoyin, it becomes back the Goy's. So according to Rav Chisda, that's good, because it only has to be his b'shas the gizeh. According to Rav Nosson Bar Yishai, you have to have a gizeh of hei tzayin, that it's tzayincha. And here, b'maisa, the rochel returns to the goy after the gizeh of each tzayin. A tzayin eligze is chayv, a mai kol chad v'chad boso gize, after his gizes each tzayin, nafkelo mirshusei, it goes back to the goy. Tir gemor rav chizda alibed rav nosa bar ishaya kegoyin shehikna loy kol shloy shimyayim. It is speaking about that the goy was maknehim the tzayin, that all the tzayin should be his till he finishes the gziza of all the tzayin, and then it'll go back to the goy. So it comes out that it's his tzayin till it accumulates a shear of a chiyuv, and then it's going to go back to the goy. So kaponim, not that he was only makned the tzayin that it should be his b'shas gize. He was makned to him that it's his sign till it'll be chal achiyev reishis ageis. That means that kol zman you don't have hay sign, so it's still the sign of the lekeach. It's still the sign of the yid, and then it's going to go back to the guy. That the kol's man, you weren't mashlim the shir of chiyev, it still belongs to the yid. Let us see Rashi. Nan elekeach tzayne shaloivet kechom, afilu ad shaloi nigzizo, and it wasn't aloi that's alekeach geis tzayne shaloivet kechom. he purchased the geis. Afilo atchalai nixeza. Afilo before it was nixas. That means it was still mechubam to the rochel. The gozeza potah alekeya. The lav tzaynehu. This is not his tzayn. Hatzaynei ligzais. But what it would be tzaynei ligzais shemochaloi. Let us look on the side as a gilsim. Shemochaloi geis hatzayn. He sold him the geis hatzayn. Vehikna loy haguf atche gozas. He says, I'm selling you the geis and the guf hatzayn atche gozas. It should be the guf hatzayn should be yours till after the geise. Chayim the tzayn chakrine bay. Because b'shas the geise was tzayn. So the Gemara asked the kasha. And Rav Nosson Bar Yishaya, kolchoda v'choda bosa gize nofak mershusay. That it's only below the tzayin, the gufa tzayin belongs to the lekeach only b'shas gize. And after the gize, it returns to the gayisha owner. Uktoni chayev, and it says that he's chayev, alme bosa shas gize the kolchoda zline. We go bosa the shas gize, and b'shas gize was tzaincha, so you don't need it, it should be tzaincha b'shas, they accumulate a gize of hay tzain. As long as b'shas gize was tzaincha, that's sufficient to be mechayev. So the Mos says, kol shloishim yoim, lav davke, doesn't mean it was makdim for all 30, it's not a din in 30 days. Elashi kol agufim knuyim loy, that all the behemoth should be koni, atashlam kol agizim, till he finishes the gizim, it was maknim, that till you finish the gizim, the rechelim are yours, and then they go back to me. So it comes out that the rechelim were his bishas, they accumulated a shear of hay gizay, so maybe that's why he's chayim. Now, the Minchas Chinuch asks Akasha, it seems we need Tzaincha, and here, it's called Tzaincha because B'shas the Gize was called Tzaincha, even though later it goes back to the Baila. That's called Tzaincha. So yes, Lachaire, it's telling the Shaila of Kinyan Peres ke Kinyan Aguf. That means he doesn't only has a Kinyan Zmani on the Tzayin, doesn't have a Kinyan Eilomi. So the Minchas Chinuch says, and he brings a Raya to a Ktsayis in Simen Reish Mem Aleph, the Ktsayis says the same Yisoyed, Amir Deke Chidush, that Be'etzim, if you're Makne, the Guf Lizman, that's called a Kinyan Aguf. That means that the Tzai says, Amir Dike Chiddush. The Tzai says that if a person, we makna someone an esrik for 5 minutes, that means these 5 minutes, it's yours. After the 5 minutes, it's going to become mine. I'm only makna you for 5 minutes. So the Tzai says, that's called lochem. That's called akinyan aguf. I makna you the goof for zman. Akinyan aguf lezman is called akinyan aguf. That what Chazal Eba Pilpul by a kaine soda bisman shayevul noyeg. If it's, one can say Adam Asher Nosatali, there the shail is because he really wasn't kind of the gufa karke. One that holds kinya peris laka kinya guf, so where magbul is kinyan in the kalke, he never gave him the kalke. The whole bailus on the kalke is for the peris. But snapshot that he gave him, it's not a kinyan lizman. It's only a kinyan peris in the kalke. So that's called the kinya peris in the kalke. Is that's a shayla, that is the din of a kinyan aguf. If the kalke is mine for the peris. Is that called I have an ownership in the goof? But if I give a kinyin a goof lizman, so the Tzai says that's called mamash a kinyin a goof, and he says, Amar de kechidish, that in reality, if you have a esrig, you want to be makne to a cotton, you can give it to the cotton for a zman, for 5 minutes. Now what the Gemara says, there's a problem to give to a cotton, that means the problem is if you don't give it to him a kinyan luzman, you give it to him you give it to him and he should be maknet back. So it means you're giving it to him lo'ilam and then he should maknet back. So there's a problem that the cotton is mikne koni, he can't be maknet. But if you give it to him only for a zman, ain't a chanami. That is an eitzah and it solves all problems. He says that what Chazal always mentioned, the Matana Manas Lahaknes, he says that's a different cheshbon. The cheshbon is because if you don't make a Matana Manas Lahaknes, so let's say it's mine for 5 minutes, in this 5 minutes if he eats it up, so it's finished. It was mine. I ate it up. I couldn't talk. In these 5 minutes, it's mine. So therefore, you have to make a tenai, a Matana Manas Lahakzer. That means we'll make a tenai Matana Manas Lahakzer, so he's in that water. Gave it to him for 5 minutes, so if he doesn't give it back to him, then it's not Ben anymore, he'll be potter. That's if to make a tonight. But Kaponim, this is L'chayra, a raya, this is what the Menchus Chinuch says, we have a raya over here that a kinyan lizman is called Tzaincha. Zot the Gemara weiter, Alekeach gei soine shal chaveira. Now, we hear in the Mishnah, let us just see the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says two halachas. Halakeach kei soine shal chaveiro. A person bought kei soine shal chaveiro. That means he's got that there's a moichan halakeach. And the moicha sold the gaze of the tzayin to the lakeach. That means the lakeach is going to be gazes it. So the loch is like this. Im shir ha-moicha, if the moicha left over some tzayin for himself, chayiv. So then the moicha is chayiv to be mafrish reishes ha-gaze. The lakeach is not chayiv to be mafrish reishes ha-gaze. Loishia, what is if the moicher sold all the gaze of the tzayin to the lekeach? A lekeach chayev, then the lekeach is chayev to give reishes a gaze. So here we have a very interesting halacha that is a difference if the moicher. If the Meicher was Meshayesh Sham Tzayin by himself, then he gives the Reishis Hageiz and the Chelek of the Lekeach. If the Lekeach purchases all the Geiz of the Tzayin, then the Lekeach is Chayiv to give Reishis Hageiz to the Tzayin. A Lekeach Geiz Tzayinei Shal Chaveiri. Ma'antane Deheche Deike Shiyurei Gabi Meicher Boser Meicher Ozlina. So now, when we learn this Gemara Elech, it seems the Gemara had a tremendous problem. The Gemara had a problem, he left over some tzayin, the Moich left over some tzayin for himself, and he sold the rest of the tzayin. So l'chayre, why is the Moich mechuyev to be mafrish, reishes ageiz on the tzayin of the lekeach? L'chayre, that is pshat in the Gemara's kash. Mantana deheche dike shiure gabi moiche bosa moiche azlina. L'chayre, we should say that the lekeach who has the giza of the tzayin, the lekeach should be mafrish. Why should the moicha be mafrish on the giza of the lekeach? Omar Rav Chisda, Rav Yehuda. Rav Chisda said, it's Rav Yehuda. The Mishnah Peya. Rav Yehuda holds a similar aloch. This nan, we learned a Mishnah. A moicha kilchei ilon b'seich sadeyo. Shilchei Ilon, these are, we'll see, this is Rashi learned like this, Al Kaponim. These are Ilones Ktanim Atzoimchim Min Haaretz. V'derech, and this person had a field. This person had a field, a stelova. And grad in his field, a few trees started growing up, which bats him, he didn't want them in the field because he is a stelova. V'derech la'okron u'l'shoyslon b'mokemachem. So normally, what do? You tear out the trees, and you plant them someplace else. They don't belong in a field of tvuah. So he sold these trees to someone else. And the person who purchased it will be melaket the peiris. And later he's going to be oika the trees. So it means the trees are not oime to be in this field, but lemaise the wildest trees here. So he sold these trees that the peiris of these trees should belong to the lekeach, and the lekeach is bimalaket the peiris of these trees, and then will be oika the trees. So amoicha kilche ilam b'soich sadeu. Noisein peye l'chol echad ve'echad. So the lekeach, now he has here three trees that are spread out in the field. So this one lekeach has to be mafrish peye from each tree. Now like this, the aloch is if a person has a stay ilon, for example, so it doesn't have to be mafrish peye from each tree. He's mafrish peye from one tree and the other tree. And here the halacha is that the lekeach has to give peyah from each tree. And there's a cheshbon, because it's speaking about, he didn't sell him the karka. He only sold him the trees, the separate trees. So there's no chibur, so that's him, the soda belongs to the balatvuah. And the lekeach just bought separate trees. So since the karka does not belong to him, so each tree is considered a different entity, and therefore you have to be mafrish peye from each tree bazunda. Noisein peye l'chol echad ve'echad. Omar Rav Yehuda Emosai, when does leikeach have to be mafrish peye from each tree? Bizman shloishir balasodah. That's dafke if the balasoda did not leave over a tree. Avol shir balasoda, but if the balasoda left over a tree for himself, noisein peya ala keil, so then the balasoda will give peya on all the trees, and then the lekeach doesn't have to give. Now, let us see Rashi. So the Gemara asked, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that Bosa Moicher Azlinen Lemesev Akulu? It says in our Mishnah, if he was Shayer, if the Moicher was Meshayer, any of the Tzoyim, so he gives Reishis Ageis on that which the Lekeach purchased. So we learned, so he says, Rav Chisa says, Rav Yehuda, Kilche Ilon, Ilon is Atzmon Lokach, he purchased the Ilonis, and Kilche Ilon, again, we said these are Ilon is Ktanim Atzoim Cheminoritz, and he purchased these Ilonis, in Perisei. Lohochi Nokat Loshen Kilche, you will see soon why Rashi is to say this. The Kilche means these are trees which sprouted up, these are small trees. Shein Soder Zus Ta'ilon, not a Ta'ilon. It's a stay lover. We got Lubosh Nayamashloishilonaisamacham. And two or three trees grew in this stay lover. Is Naisin Lekeyah Peya Mikol Ilon Vilo, Kedarsiv Le Safir Achecha. Le Safir Achecha we learned is Achiev Peyem. On trees. Bein echad mehem poiter as chaveiroi, hoyel ve'ein asode shaloi. And being mafrish peye from one ilon cannot pata the other ilon, since it's not his sode. Shimoisa Sada Shaloi. If the Sada would have belonged to the Lekecha, Yenoisa Meyechad Al Kulam. But since he only owes, he possesses separate trees, so each tree is a different entity, so the Zechiv Afroshes Peye from each tree. So now, Rabbi Yehuda says, when is there such a loche that the Lekeach is Mechuyev to be Mafrish? Lekeach is Mechuyev to be Mafrish Peye on the trees that he purchased. Bizman Shleishia Balasode Shum Ilon Besode La'atzme. That the Balasode did not leave over a tree for himself. Avo Shir Echod La'atzme. But if he left over one tree, Ramye Kulo Chiyuve Olei, so then the Chiyuv of all the trees are mutal on the Balasode, one thing. V'noisin peya bekarke bizroyim laniyim. And now Rashi says, Amuyim de Kechidish, that he gives peya from the tvue, upaiteres kol elonis. Rashi says that he's mafrish peye, if he has left over one ilom, so then he's mafrish peye from the tvue and the elonis. And here everyone asks Akash and Rashi, the Rishash, and Rabbi Kevege brings down from the Prichodosh, and the Wheel of the Taisus Rosh is the Akash. This is a Shrek Lechazach. We have a din that by two minim, you can't be mafrish from one min on another min. And here we're talking about from tvue on ilonis, you can be mafrish. That's a hore. Well, but let us continue a little bit. Alme, heiche deike shiura, if he left over, kula chiyuve romye alei. So then, he's mechuyev in all the ilonis. The lava leiramya, if he's not mechuyev in all the ilonis, eichi potter bepeya didei ilonis shalachay. How could he pater ilonis shalachay? It's their chiv. How could he pater with his tvu at their ilonis? So al kochach, he's mechuyev in the payah of all the ilonis of the field. So that's the dimyan of Rav Chisde. So the same thing, if a person was Mishayah, tzayin for himself, so then he's mechuyev to be mafrish, reishis ageis, on the tzayin that he sold. So there are a few things which need explanation. One thing, let us just understand what Rashi said, which Rashi is Amir de Kechidish, that Rashi said that Rashi is going to say this later again, that you're mafresh from the Tvua and the Ilonis, which is Amir de Kechidish. So the Taisus HaRosh says that Rashi holds as follows, She'iker hasode hustelov. The Iker Sode is a stelov. Ela sha'olu kilche ilon me'aleihem. These trees grew up by themselves. They were not planted. Umochon la'oikon in periseihem. So the field in Yesod is a stay lovon. It's a field of tvue. We have here trees growing here also, but it's not called, so legabi the bal hasode, since the Iker Sode is the Tvua that's growing there, so Memele, the Ilonis that are growing there are, it's not considered to him as it's a Stay Ilon also, it's Nitbal to the Stay Lovam, and Memele, so the Peya that is Mafresh and the Stay Lovam Kempata, the Ilonis also. That what is the Dinim that, you can't be mafresh from one mean on the other mean. That means something else. I want to grow two meanim. I want these two meanim. So each mean has its own cheshivas. So you can't be mafresh from one mean on the other mean. But over here, pshat is this is Oymed Leyaker. It's not that this really doesn't belong in this field. It grew in this field, so now there's Achiv Avroshes Bay. But since in Yesod, the field is a stay lovam, so the Avroshes Bay from the Tvua Kimpata Dilon. Okay, this is a Merdik Echidish. This is Shitas Rashi. Now, let us try to understand two more things. Now, what is Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda? There's a chilek if he left over an ilan for himself, then he's mechuyev. Now, what is Pshat in this din? If you shayer ilan nechal, so he's mafresh the peya on all the ilanas. So, l'chayre it would seem, since before the Mekach, he was mechuyev als bailim to be mafrish peya on the whole field, including the ilonis. So that chiyev remains. That what he sold the other ilonis is not mafkiya the chiyev from him. He's still mechuyev to be mafrish peya on these ilonis. So what is the chilek if he sold all the ilonis, if he didn't sell all the ilonis? So it seems, we can have a Rashi later, it seems because to be mafrish from a tvua on the ilon, to make paye from a tvua on the ilon, that means if I have an ilon, so then I can make my tvua peya on the ilon, because legabi my ilon there is a chiyav afroshes peya, and I can be mafresh peya from that ilon on that ilon from my tvua. That's after if I have an ilon, so then it becomes I can be mafresh my peya of tvua on the ilon. But if I don't have any ilon anymore, so then I can't be mafresh from my tvua, I only have tvua. I can't be mafresh on my tvua and his ilonis. But al kapon mosilei the Rashi mentions such a svara. So about al kaponim, we see from over here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have, that means by let's talk about reishis hageis, I have 20 tzoin. So if I sell 19 tzoin, so that's there's a chiyuv on me to be mafresh. Reish is a gaze from all 20 tzayin, before I sold it. So if I still have tzayin, so memela the chiyev is not nifka for me through the mechire. That's what you see from Rabbi Yehuda. By selling it, I'm not mafkiya the chiyev. Just like before I sold it, I was mechuyev to be mafresh pay on all the loans. The selling is not mafkiya for me the chiyav afroshe if I'm capable of making afroshe. So if I have an ilon left over, so I can make afroshes peya on an ilon, so then I'm mechuyev to be mafresh peya on all ilonis. If I don't have an ilon left over, I can't make afroshes peya from my tvua. So then l'chayre he has to make. So the same thing is by gaze also. If I have tzayin left over, so memele, before the mekach, I was mechuyev to be mafrish, reishes a gaze on all the tzayin. And I still have gaze left over, so the chiyev remains, and I'm mechuyev to be mafrish from my tzayin on the tzayin that was sold. If I have nothing left over, so then fartik, so then l'chayre, he's mechuyev. That's l'chayre pshat in Rav Chilek. Now, there's a more dikakashe that Teperes Yaakov asks, who is the Tais Rosh, also asks the kashe, but Teperes Yaakov asks, he has a more dikakashe. The Gemara, in our mission it says two halachas. One halacha it says that if the Meicha was Mishaya saying for himself, is mechuyev to be mafresh on the tzayin of the lekeich. And it seems that's amuyim de kechidish. I mean, lekeich's already so. What? No. So that bothered מן תן דייך דיקי שיורי גבי מויכה בוס המויכה זן, זה אומר את זה כחידש, I sold it already, איך נעים לה. No, there's a such a din that it was once yours and now you sold it, you're still מחויב to make your previous chiyev that existed before the mechira. Man tane, Rav Chisda was searching for a tane and he found a tane in Taya, Rav Yehuda. Fine. Tver Shakev asks, Amir Dikare, but let's find the other above of the Mishnah. Why, how did Rav Chisda understand the second above of the Mishnah? The second above of the Mishnah, he sold everything. So then, the lekeich is mafrish cheshes ageis. Why is the lekeich mafrish cheshes ageis? It's not tzaincha. This is the hashrek. This is the hashrek lechakash. It's not tzaincha. Why is the lekeich mafrish cheshes ageis? And Reb Rashi says later clear like that, that the lekeich is zicha pota from cheshes ageis. And Rav Chisda bechlal did not bear an eyelash on this problem. And he tells to a Mishnah in Peyer, Zukta Teferet Shaki, but who stole to Peyer? By Peyer, it doesn't say Sotcha. So he owns the trees, Mechuyev, to leave over Peyer on the tree. So that's why the Mishnah in Peyer is gewaltig. Good, Rabbi Yudah said, Echidish, if it is left over a tree by the Meicher, so the Meicher is Mechuyev in the Peyer of the Ilum. Fine, that's Echidish. But the second, and if he didn't leave over anything, So why didn't Rav Chisda have any problems with this? What's the reason over there? We see Rav has tremendous problems with this. As the sugya progresses, Rav has tremendous problems. So the Teferes Yaakov says, Amir Dike Chiddish, but I have a tremendous problem with this Chiddish. So the Teferes Yaakov says that and the Lekech is Zichem Achuyev. If he bought all the geese of the tzayin, he's zichem mechuyev. So he says, it's not tzayincha, it's the tzayin of the meicher and it's the geese of him. He says, they're two yidin. You don't need bailam miyuchodim. So every yid is a losh and yochid, that's called tzayincha. That means one yid owns the behemba, one yid owns the geese. That's called tzaincha. It's Yiddish tzain. The geezer belongs to Yid. The tzain belongs to Yid. So Mamela, a Celt, he's going to say, Rav atzich gedungin. We'll see as the Kusugi progresses, Rav atzich gedungin with this word. But Rav Chisda held this for a svara pshut. So Ledavoyne, I don't understand. So what do we do with the previous Gemara? Gozas umocha rishayna rishayna. Then we had a whole sugya that a person was gozes, and then he sold the behemoth. It's speaking about he sold the tagoy. It doesn't say anything he sold the tagoy. I understood he sold the tayit. So if he sold the tayit, so what's the problem? We have here a whole shaila, but since Bishas Giza was Sinai, and Chanosna Bareshaya said that Bishas, if you have a Giza, it has to be Sinai. Unless we'll say, according to the Bereshaka, it's been by the soul of Tagoy. Maybe that's how the Bereshakev line pshat. It's being that he sold the tagoy. If he sold the tayid, there's no problem whatsoever. Fine. Al kaponim. So that's what the Bereshakev says. Omar le rovim. Omar hu da omar. Rashi says, Blosh nam Rashi is called the
Maybe Rashi means also la'acher agoy. L'chayra, that's l'chayra, we have to say pshat achsach mea. Oma le rove. So rove, es takashe. So again, Rove is the while we're bothered, why by Shiel is there a Chiev on the Meicha? V'maru da'oma v'hu she'ischo ba'lasod ha'likzer. You yourself said Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. That what Rabbi Yehuda said, that the Baal HaSod is chayv to be mafresh peye on the Elon, that's dafke if he started being koitzer the Sod. Now let us see Rashi. V'hu she'ischil Baal HaBayis likzel hazroim koidem mechiras elonis. He started cutting the zroi. The mehi shato mechayev bepeye. As soon as you start to be koitzer the Sod, that creates a chiyuv peye. Upeya di day dahi shate, in his peye then, before he sold anything. Upeya di day dahi shate, choza lemifta kulasoda. The zroim that he is then is capable of patterning the whole soda. Kulasoda, including all the ilanis. So Memele, so he became Mechuyev, when he started being Koitzer, he became Mechuyev to be Mafrish, Peye, and the whole Soda, including the Ilonis. The Mishaita Mechayev Peye, Upeye, the day that he Shaita Chosel, and that means the Tvua that he has, is Chosel, a Mifte, Kula Soda. Agavuche, the Taisus, a Rosh, brings a Raya, to Rashi, from the Loshna Gemara, Bushi Hischel Balabayis Likzer, that the Ktsiris Hatvue is Machaye from the Gepay and the Lomis. So why says your Mafresh Peya from the Tvue and the Lomis? Other Rishainim say, Bushi Hischel Balabayis Likzer means he started to be like it, the Peyre, or that he started to be like it, one of the Lomis. But the Loshna Gemara doesn't seem like that. Umiyu. So there's a lomdes, the ktsire creates a chiyuv nesinas peye. So memele, so then he became a chuyiv to give pay on all the ilonis. So the chiyuv is not nifka after he sold a chelik of the ilonis. Umiyu ki loishia midi. But what is, if it was loishia midi, istalik midin peyres ilonis. So now, he can't, there's no din of peya and peyres ilonis. Vein peyas zroim peytros. Since there's no chiyuv and the peyres ilonis now, because he doesn't possess any ilonis, vein peyas zroim peytros. So now the zroim can patter. If he left over one Elon, so the Elon is considered part of the Stei Lobam, and he, so Memele, he can be Mafrish, Peya, and Elon is with his Roim, so then we say, so he's Mafrish and all the Elonis. Bechishir, Bakati Shir, Bepeiris, Elonis, but if he left over, Leinofik Mechiyuvikam, and then we say the first Chiyu, of all the Ilonis is still in existence, Mamalaika the Mikarev. So it's like before he sold. So that's the Chilik. If that means you need a Ktsira, not Stamazoi, he had a field with Ilonis and Tbuin, and before he sold it, he would have to be Mafresh Peya on the Ilonis. It's not, we were speaking about there, there's Nakimte. He started cutting the Tvua. There was Chal already, a Chiyuv of Nesinus Pei on everything. So then the din is, if the Chiyuv was Chal, and he's capable of being Mafrish on the Ilonis, then he's Mafrish on all the Ilonis. Because the previous Chiyuv is still in existence. If he's not capable anymore of being Mafrish Pei on the Ilonis, because he sold all the Ilonis, so then al-kochoch, then the chiyuv goes over to the lekeach. Fine. V'chiteime, so now Rava continued. So good, we need that the chiyuv of shir is only when the chiyuv was chal already. V'chiteime, ochi nami, behu shehischel ligzoi. So say also the same thing. That the din is when he was Mishaya, the gizeh for himself. So he's mechuyev, speaking about that he started being geizes.
So then there's already chal achiyuv on all the gizeh. So memelas, even if he sold it, the chiyuv still remains by him, still since he has some gizeh by himself. So the Gemara says it's not true. There it says by peyer that the ktsire is mechayiv nesinus peyer. Meid nedas chalikter mechayiv bekula soda. The minute you start being koitzer a little bit from the soda, so the zechiv of afroshes peyer and the whole soda. Elohim meid nedas chalemegis. If a person starts being geizes one sign. But if a person was geizes one sign, loy mechayev bekulei edrei, that I'm geizes one sign, that makes a chiv on me to make a frosh on all the time. A geiz of one sign is mechayev me on all the time. So memele, so there's no chiv whatsoever. So memele, Rav asked Amir b'kekashe and Rav Chizde, how can you compare Rav Yehuda to our Mishneh? You yourself said Pshat and Rav Yehuda, the whole Rav Yehuda speaking about that he started being koitz, and there was chal already a chiyuv of afroshes pey on the whole soda. So then the din is that if he's capable of being mafresh and all the ilonis, he's mechuyev to be mafresh and all the ilonis, and that's only if he was b'shaya one ilon. But over here there was no chiyuv chal on him. So why is he mechuyev to be mafresh on the gaze of the Lekeach? Elo Omar Rav. So therefore Rav says, it's no Tzushtol to Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is an andere Cheshman and Gans. Haitanu Disnan. Omar Loi Mecheli B'nei Me'er Shel Porezu. We learned that Lekeach told Amoichet, sell me the B'nei Ma'ayim. Vroyo Behen Matonis. And they were Matonis. Nois Non Lekoyim. Be'i Menake Loi Min Adomim. There were, he sold them B'nai Mayim, and he gave them the B'nai Mayim with the Kaviv. So, the Lekeach gives the Matones to the Koyim. Being Menakeloi Minadomi. He's not Menakeloi Minadomi. So let me just say over him, we'll see in Rashi, but this is how the Tefer Shakiv says Pshat in Rashi, that B'emesin, this halacha, it says a mouthful already. That means he said, sell me the B'nai Ma'ayim. He gave him the B'nai Ma'ayim with the Kaver. Gave him the B'nai Ma'ayim with the Kaver, and he charged him a price. He charged him a price. Now, so we come over now to this Lekeach, and we tell the Lekeach, we tap him on the shoulder. You know, the Kaver you have to give to the Kohen. Fine. So I'll give the Kaver to the Kohen. So now let me go back to the Meicha. You sold me B'nai Ma'ayim with the Kaver. I mean, there was a pretty high price. And now you tell me the Kaver is to go to the Kohen. So the Meicha says, I would sell you the Kaver. The Kaver is Matnas Kune. Al-Kochach, you have to understand. I won't sell you Matnas Kune. So Al-Kochach, the high price was, I charge you high price for the Me'ayim. You have to understand, I wouldn't sell you the cave. The cave is Matnas Kune. So we have here a klal and finished, and there's nothing more to talk about. So what do we see from here? We see from here that an Elechiyid, when he's selling Matnas Kune, when he's giving over, and the transaction Matnas Kune go over, he has no intent to sell the Matnas Kune. He has no intent to be mafsid the Kohen. He wants to, he's just giving it to him. You'll take care, you'll give it to the Kohen, but I'm not selling it. It's a chiv to give to the Kohen, and first day, you'll give it to the Kohen. That's what we see from our Mishnah. That's the first bubble. It says later in the Mishnah, Lokech menu b'mishko, noisnon l'koin, v'nakele min adomim, they're speaking about that he bought it b'mishko, he sold it b'mishko, some emela, v'nakele min adomim. Alme, but according to Rashi, alme matonis de koin le mezaven inish. We see from here a meira de kezach, that the matonis, he never saw, when he sold them the b'nei ma'ayim, he didn't sell him the matonis, because I won't sell you the matonis, that belongs to the Kohen. Ochinami matonis to Kohen is Abin Inish. Now, let us see Rashi. There's a Merdeka Rashi over here. Let us see Rashi. Bekutzachem mashme metchilus ktsire, as soon as you start being kaitzer, there's a chiyev peye on the whole field. Loi mechayev bekulei edre, laksiv begozaschem, elegeis tsoincha, laacha shenikra geis tsoin, then there's a chiyev. Ela marov, time of the mesnisim mishum, na amoyre de kerashi. Dein odom, rashoi, lafkiya, mamoinoi, miyad, mitzveh, velimka gizo. A person has tzayin. Now, if he'll be geizes himself the tzayin, so memele the zachiv of reishis hageiz. If he's gonna sell the geizah to someone else will be geizes. So what is he doing? He's mafkia, mamoinai miyad mitzvah velimka geizah deshi hageiz shalechad tzayin shalechad lepoitram. Like a rina bei geiz tzayin, that's not called geiz tzayin, because geiz belongs to the lekeich and the tzayin belongs to the meiche. Ella, and a person's not allowed to do this. So first of all, this is a ma'uyim de kechidish that Rashi is saying, that you're not allowed to do this. Why am I not allowed to do it? Well, there was no giza yet, and when there'll be a giza, so my chavrus says to Kashi, I mean, we have a din that ma'arim odom al tviyosai, and his machnes derech gagais chatzeres vekalfipais, there's a chiv trumis ha'maisres. Yeah, that's a few. If it's derech bias, it's but if it's you made arom, you potter. Perhaps he's not from the lamed vav tzadikim, but lachere. So I saw that Fike Yom brings down, doesn't go on this gemara, but he brings down the proshes drachim. The proshes drachim says. Shein ze oisa ritzoyne shalmokim. That's not pshat. It's a gvaltike taina. That's not oisa ritzoyne shalmokim. And that would seem from Rashi the same thing. So we're talking about an elechi yid. An elechi yid that he had gaze and tzoyn. So, in odom rashoy lafkim amoynim yad mitzvah limka gizik day she gaze shalachat vatzoyn shalachat. Lepoitron, the lakrine begay soincha, some emela, this is an elachid. An elachid is not allowed to do this. Elachika mezabin, so, what is he taki doing? Well, we have an elachid is selling. Is kika mezabin, loike mezabin, maton is the koyin. Zicha doesn't want to be makir, the schus from the koyin. Hilker ki shaya midi, so when he's meshaya, ikala meme, bidulai pirish, moichel leke chutzmi mat noisov shalkoim. He didn't tell them, listen, the matonis I'm not selling to you. That means he's an elachid. He's an elachid, and an elachid will never want to be mafkia the schusma de koim. And if they'll make a mechira that the giza is yours and finished, so then you mafkia from the koim. So he could do this in two ways. He could tell him, you know, I'm selling you the giza, but excluding the giza that belongs to the kohen. That I'm not selling you. I won't sell you that giza. That's not the mechira. Just like we have by when he sells him the neimaim, he's not selling him the kevet. That's understood. But that you have to speak this out. That means if he is giza by himself, and he's selling him giza, and I'm wondering, now he's an elachiyid, he doesn't want to be mafkir the schus from the kohen, so this can be done in two ways. It could be, I'm not selling you all the giza, I'm only selling you beside, or I'm selling you all the giza, and the matnas kune will be given from my giza. So if he left over giza, I say that's pshat an elachiyid, that the geese that he left over, he's going to give this for Eishes again. He's an elachi. Badi akel mochaloi v'shayres loy esmat nakoin. Pomolei keich lemoicha matone de koin gabochi. That means the man of school is by you. You're an elachi. V'chi loy shir. But what is if he didn't leave over? Chayiv aloy keich. So the loy keich is chayiv. V'loy mishum dechiv ha-mitzvah aloy. Not he's mechuyiv. the love tzaynchol. El mishum de zalei machaloi chelke shel koyin. He didn't sell him that. That means, just like we say, you don't sell the keva. That is a murder kechilik between the keva and here. The keva is it's after the shchit. It's matnas kun and so he didn't sell him the keva. Shkoyach. It's moment nakayin already. He was speaking about before anything. But an elachid wouldn't do such a thing. Nice noy lekeach lekayin. Ve'ein atabach nakaloi klum. That's the chiddush. We shemachaloi esam matonis mistoma. I didn't charge you for the matonis. I charged the high price, not for the matonis. I don't sell matonis. Now, look at him and the Bemishkel dash the vada is off in lay. Now he did sell him the matonis. Naklim in a domi, mishenishchidu zocha kahanimat nisayim, vadin ala tabach, so memela, you and Bechuyiv to give it to him, so memela, yeah. Begabi reishis ageis. So now Rashi says, let's just finish the Gemara. Hochanami, matnes de koin le mizabin inish. A person will never sell the matnes koin. Hilkach, she yera moicha. If the moicha was Meshai Giza by himself, moicha chayiv. Dom lele keich matone de koin gabochi. The matone of the koin is by you. That means you zicher. That's why you are Meshai, that you're gonna give the reishis ageis. Loishia lekeya chayiv. Domalei. Not but the lekeach is chayiv als his chayiv. The lekeach is a chapota because it's not case toincha. Domalei moicha matone de koin leizov niloch. I'm an elachiyid. So when I sold you 200 pounds of gaze, you have to understand, it doesn't mean 200 pounds of gaze. It means gaze minus the man. I would never sell you the man the schooner. It's expensive. No, you have to understand this. I would never sell you man the schooner. Gabi Reishis Hageis, let's see Rashi, Badi Empirish Loyak, so now Rashi said like this. If he told them, Bepemoli, Akul Ani Moichaloch, I'm selling you everything. I'm selling you everything. Yes, it's such a big, I'm selling you everything. Then Enkan Lekoyin Klum. So we see this person is not an Elechiyit, Abol Kabani said the Klor Liburim. Not, he's being, the Chelik of the Reishis Hageis is not being sold. Enkan Lekoyin Klum also. Oil Vachaloy Nigzes on Nimkara, Lechal Alechavis Reishis Hageis, Lekrine Bereis Seincha. That means if the Moicha told him Bepamoli, I'm not an Elechiyit, I'm gonna sell it to you and the whole Geis is yours and the Koyin is for Palim. The time of the Masis Mishum the Loisovne, because he didn't sell it to him. That means so the Mechira was only on the gaze chutzman the Matnas Koyin. The Matnas Koyin was never sold. The time of the Rav Chisda, but according to Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda holds the word that the Lekeich is Chayiv, that's called Tzaintro, selected to Veres Yaakov, a Philippirish Lei. I feel he told them, I'm selling you everything, is also Yoiv Lei, the Lekeich is Chayim. La Milsa, we don't pass in like Rav Chisda.